Blog Talk Radio.
The song Sick is Most Dangerous in Arizona's Plan. First of all, I'm concerned that as we talk, my home has been violated. I hope I ain't on any computer or internet or any, you know, violations of, you know, the insides of my home, because I told the police it was a violation looking inside my bedroom, bathroom, because every human being on this planet have expectation of privacy. I haven't found enough evidence to support that, but there's a lot of gossiping outside my window about the insides of my home. But I do suspect there is a likely chance or a possible chance that I've been a voyeurism. There were people looking in my home from the roof. I had to cover up the window shield. So in that sense, there was voyeurism. But when I said that this topic of this show was the sick and most dangerous individuals on this planet, dealing with individuals from my old street, Bull Street, who did this for 13, 14 years. I moved into a next door building or not knowing the individual next door to me was extremely dangerous. Started banging on his window soon because I ignored him. It was an extremely dangerous individual. So it was African American. It was a white man. They were living there, and it was a zealot. They were very sick. So I moved out 2 years later, and sure enough, they came over here to this condo because they were living. I think they moved on Van Nuys near Casco or somewhere, or near Sadako. I don't know, but definitely from Vaux Street or somewhere. And I had to deal with this for 12 years. I tried to get restraining orders on these individuals. And despite getting restraining orders, these individuals drive past my home several times, saying that I didn't own the property and saying they could see me use the bathroom, see things. Then they said they wanted to videotape me inside my home illegally. I believe I had someone go, a special guy who specializes in checking hidden cameras. He couldn't find anything, but he did say there was possibly something by the windows. So I mentioned this in previous episodes about it's a crime, it's a misdemeanor. You can go to jail 6 months if you trespass on someone's home, if you listen to their conversations or so on. So I believe that these individuals have did this, and I believe they're from that old street. And this coincides with the sickest, most dangerous individuals, because these individuals have stalked me, including this African-American male and stuff who was obsessed with me. I don't know why. I have no attraction to African-American men or women sexually, you know. I never did, but I am open-minded to all people, regardless of race. African-American friends, yes, or I have African-American in my, I admire, you know, Obama. I voted for him twice or whatever. But the point is, I'm an open-minded individual. I'm a multicultural individual. But when I have some dangerous person come near me, obsessed with me, and saying things to try to hinder me, prevent me from succeeding, because, and this is what they said, I don't hang around black people, which I find very racist and very, very racist, but also very a psychosis. They don't know me, and they say something that doesn't make sense. Doesn't matter. There's no excuse. But there are a lot of mentally ill people out there, and I didn't know why this ended. At first, I just ignored it. Then I realized that this continued a long time. And him and these other people at the social club nearby, you know, they sit on their ass and hurt people. I mean, from what I get from my impression, because they talk, they sit on their ass, they sell drugs and do things. I'm not into drugs or anything. And the reason why I say drugs is because they were smoking pot and stuff over there at this social club. And I used to work as a counselor. I was also a musician, but I was a counselor, so I didn't work there anymore. So because I just couldn't work in that type of situation. But the point that I'm trying to make is that I was harassed and by these individuals for a long time. Despite the restraining orders and calling the police, these individuals have continued to come to my home and do this almost every day, trying to make me angry. And they did not want, they said in their statements, they did not want me to own a home, be a rock star. They did not want me to get a good job. They did not want me to be an attorney. They made up stories that I was delusional, which was false. They did so much heinous incidents that I don't know what to do. So the best thing I can do is report it to the police and to try to get a restraining order to the individuals. These are the sickest, most dangerous individuals because they have been doing this, trying to make me angry and threaten to kill me from a vehicle, follow me around for almost 14 years. And they have nothing better to do with them themselves. They don't have, I mean, they could buy their own home, they could have went to school, they could meet other people, there are lots of things that they could do with their lives. 14 years is a waste of time for them to be obsessed with me but I assume that they sit on their ass and want to do illegal activities. I don't hang around those type of people. And when these individuals have contacted the police and other individuals that I know, saying I was delusional or I'm making up stories. If that was true, it would have been proven. I would have been in the hospital right now. But I want to let you know that everything that I stated in this broadcast is truthful. It is honest. And if there's any naysayers or people who disagree with what I say or believe those allegations, I do not care. All I care about is the truth. And I do not wish to go beyond that because basically it's the truth. I don't care what people think of me and I don't care about any condescending or any analysis of the situation. Everything I say is the truth. I don't care about the perception either. What I'm trying to say is that everything, I never realized that individuals were this sick and had this neurosis and this gross of a personality when they don't know how to respect my boundaries. The reason why I bring this up is because somebody out there may be going through the same thing, whether they're being harassed or stalked. A lot of people file restraining orders, especially women. Some men, unfortunately, may be involved in the same thing when they're dealing with some dangerous, sick people who are up to no good. I mean, everything I state in this broadcast is the truth. I mean, it is really terrible when I have to listen to a conversation with this man trying to make me angry. And this was, and you know, one of these individuals, some of these individuals are not black. It's a Latin and a white person, too. So I'm trying to make me angry, say I didn't own my property. They went into my, opened my garage without knowing. They stole things out of my garage. They even, they came near my condo, saying that I didn't own a condo, I was a rental, which wasn't true. They even called schools pretending to be other people. Can you believe this? I had the restraining order certified with the court to prevent these people from coming near me. I mean, and then I realized it was because of their obsession with me in the industry. Now, this is the fact that if you're in the public eye, you will get these kind of individuals. But I'm not a famous person. I just make music. And I guess maybe if that's the case, I'm not a star. But I do make songs and sell songs. But the point is that if someone is obsessed with me for over 14 years because they think I'm going to be in the music industry and I'm not, and I don't know if I am or whatever, They have to be put in jail. These black individuals have no respect for boundaries and extremely dangerous, as well as this Latin man. He thinks it's normal to violate someone's home. He said it out of his mouth. I'm going to get away with it. I mean, no one is allowed to listen to someone's conversations with wiretapping. No one is allowed to look at someone's home with a hidden camera. No one is allowed to look in someone's bathroom, living room. That's expectation of privacy. No one's allowed to do it, but these individuals may be doing it. And, you know, committing a misdemeanor and stuff is so evil. And I talked to a detective at the police station. They said this is an evil human being. And then they had to learn to make up stories and lies to cover up their criminal behavior. And I also realize that stalkers who do it for a long time and able to get away with it, I have at least above average IQs, meaning they're very clever at covering up their tracks. And remember, from what I get, these people are like that. Sociopaths can distort reality. They're the masters of manipulation, and they can hide their sickness. I mean, mentioning a social club, I'm not going to work or go to that social club. I haven't worked or been there for a decade or so. That's over permanently. Don't bring it up. I mean, God, I mean, I'm doing other things, but I'm trying to get my life together and continue on, but I never seen so much jealousy, including this sickness that they didn't want me to go further than a master's degree. They want me a lawyer. It is sick. Then they said they thought I was a very crazy, sick person. My stance is that they're not a mental health expert. They don't have a PhD or PsyD or whatever. Everything I say is truthful. I do have a bachelor's in psychology. So I may not be an expert as like a PhD, but I knew to know the basics on the illnesses and diagnoses. And when you're dealing with the antisocial and narcissistic as well as delusional personalities like these individuals, they can be very dangerous. Now, to all you out there who may be going through this, call 911, get a restraining order. And if your life is really in danger and you did all that you can, then perhaps move. Maybe that's another possibility for me, but we have to see, especially if you're on the home. But nevertheless, I ain't going to get in all my business on the broadcast, but everything I try is factual in terms of expressing myself. Everything I try in dealing with this is rational, and everything I try to deal with this, I did everything I can to stop these individuals. Nobody who's well and nobody who is a criminal will ever do this. Only criminals and very dangerous people would do this for over a long period of time. And I do believe that these individuals are involved in drug dealing and other legal activities, hang out on the street. They even had some transvestite drag queen who they said I was going to be married to. I ain't married to nobody. First of all, transvestites, they gross me out. You know, I have no attraction to them. However, I do not want to promote any discrimination against transvestites or drag queens. So my thing is that that's all I have to say. You know, they're law-abiding ones, so I have nothing against them, okay? Everybody deserves equal rights, equal opportunity. But when it comes to transvestite, I have no interest. I will never have a transvestite or be with one. They even made up lies that I was married to somebody or I had a social worker. Can you believe it? These are extremely dangerous individuals. From what I've heard, these individuals have been in prison before. They have been locked up several times. And they came around me. They continuously do it. I heard that these individuals have been locked up. So this is a thing about people who do these kind of sick deeds. I mean, black-on-black crime, on one hand, and another, I'm bringing up racism, is an epidemic, and I could be a target in that way. I mean, one of these individuals from South Central, I don't hang around any criminals regardless of color. I do not discriminate. However, some African-American men just concentrate on hurting other African-American men, and that's not good. Do not hang around any criminal regardless. I don't care what skin color you are. I also believe that some of this has to do with racism in general, because the white man said he did not want a black man living in his condo because I own the home because of my skin color. That is an epidemic all around the country. So my thing is that fair housing and stuff could be beneficial to you if you're dealing with this. It has been for me because I had to call fair housing because to protect my civil rights. I mean, we are all law-abiding citizens and rational enough to understand reality. I'm dealing with individuals who are able to hide their neuroses and their dangerous predatory natures and refuse to deal with their own sickness and health and try to enforce their sickness onto me. It's not fair. If you're jealous of somebody, the answer to that the answer to that notion is to take care of yourself, make your own music, work hard on yourself, then you can do the same thing or go further. Go to school, make your own music or whatever. But I do know a lot of people, musicians, may go through this because you're in the entertainment business. Like I am, I guess because I'm on the internet or I play guitar, I mean, I sing and or write music, I guess you're going to get obsessed, dangerous, mentally ill people. Well, the thing is just protect yourself, restraining orders, make sure you don't, hang around dangerous criminals. If you're playing in front of millions of people or small clubs, just protect yourself, you know. Make sure you got friends in your band or friends who you work with to make sure that you're, you know, people who you play for are, well people and to let people know that there's a separation, you know. Just because you're on stage in front of a few people or lots of people doesn't mean that your private life is going to be the same. It's just a job. People need their privacy. They need a life, okay? But for me, I'm not a famous person. But nevertheless, I need a life. I have to have my privacy like anybody else. There's laws and rules and codes to abide by. When I'm dealing with somebody who don't understand that and who don't understand that we all have to abide by laws and we all need that space, then you need to have the police involved. You need to have a restraining order. So, if you know, that's all. Now, any questions? That's all I have to say. This is Dove Knight, and everything I state in this broadcast is the truth and nothing further than the truth, so help me God. And I'll talk to you soon. Bye.